Now, when the tape ran out, I was about to describe a thing that I can't describe. If you've got a house and an L, two different slopes of the roof coming together, do you have a name for that part where the two slopes meet?
The alley.
Good, thank you. I was afraid you wouldn't be able to tell what I was talking about. Let's see, and what would you call a little building for storing tools?
The tool house.
Okay, how about one for storing wood?
The wood house.
Would you ever call anything a shed?
Well, there is a difference from the country. A shed is, we used to have, we called it the wash shed, because it was a sort of porch onto another building. Mm-hmm. If it has a house, a wood house, if it has all four sides and a door to get in, mm-hmm. it's a wood house. But if it were merely a top and maybe two sides and two open sides, it's a wood shed.
I see.
Now that probably is.
Well, that's merely our. No, I think I've heard other people say that too, that sheds are connected to other buildings.
Yes.
And it varies from one part of the country to another, how you
yes.
describe that. This next section is some grammatical things which I may or may not be able to get you to say exactly what I'm trying to.
Okay.
But if I don't, they'll probably turn up in conversation anyway. If I had troubles and I was telling you about them and you were tired of hearing me, you might say, well, I blank my troubles too.
Have my troubles too.
Okay. And I might ask you, did you blank that noise?
Hear.
And you would say, yes, I.
Heard.
And I have.
Heard.
Okay. And if I asked you if you knew a certain person and you had not met him, but you were familiar with his name, you would say, no, I don't know him, but I've
heard about him.
Okay. And if a friend came into town and I asked you if you had seen the person and you had not, you would say, no, I
have not seen him.
Okay. And if I said, has your brother seen him and he had not, you'd say, no.
He has not seen him.
Okay. Of something that you do every day, if I said, do you do that frequently, you might reply, yes, I
do that.
Mm-hmm. Good. And if I said, does he do it, you would say, yes.
He does it.
Okay. And does your brother like ice cream? Yes.
He does.
Or if, on the other hand, he did not, you would say, no.
He doesn't.
Okay. And if you offered someone a choice between two things and it made no difference to him, you would say he just blank which one you give him.
Doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. Good. And if you were not positive about something, you might say, I don't know, I'm not quite
sure.
If someone had been accused of a crime and you were not really certain about the person's guilt, you would say, I don't know whether he did it or not, but people
seem to think he did.
Okay, that's good enough. The building in which a person lives is called a
house.
And the plural of that would be two
houses.
Mm-hmm. And a big building on a farm would be a
barn.
Okay, are there different types of farms?
Yes.
Can you name some?
A cow barn. Mm-hmm. A crib.
Is that a
building? Where corn is stored.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. The hay barn. The horse barn.
Cows and horses in different barns?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. We did. We had cows and horses in different barns.
Is there a name for a building where grain would be stored other than corn?
Only the crib where the corn is. Oh, other than corn.
Grain, uh-huh.
We didn't have any other kinds of grain on our farm. But now, a silo is where people...
Do you know the word granary or granary?
Well, yes. I mean, I have heard it. I have read it, but...
How would you pronounce it if you were going to say it?
Granary.
Okay. But it's not used locally?
No.
Okay. Then, the upper part of the barn where they do...